Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am your host. My name is Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Those are the phone numbers you can call in. Sound off on some of the big topics of the day. Later on, I'll share a few more of my thoughts on the Vladimir Putin op-ed in the New York Times. Already Senator John Cornyn with a response out, others with a response out. Now, I don't know if there's been an official response from the White House. They're probably still going, how do we respond to this? Can't make pooty poot, man. Can't do that. So they're still trying to find out what to do. They'll probably talk to John Kerry about it. He'll give them some brilliant plan. But first, before we get into all of that, we get to talk a little high school football and visit with our good friend Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you hear down the dial or up the dial, I guess, on our sister station, 1340 The Fan at 10 p.m. on Friday. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Chad? Doing great.
I'm doing great. Appreciate you coming on today. We've got a lot of football to cover. You know, tonight, of course, you got Texas Tech TCU, but you have another high school football game tonight, right?
That's right. You've got Lubbock Estacada traveling up to take on the Canyon Eagles. Canyon comes into this game at 2-0. Estacada coming off the bye week after beating Hereford back in week one. And that ought to be a dandy of a ball game up there. Certainly will probably be Estacada's toughest competition so far. Canyon, a team that likes to throw the ball around. They spread that field out, and they're very efficient at what they do. But Estacada brings so much speed to the field. They're probably one of the fastest teams overall in the area. And it'll be interesting to see if Canyon can get those receivers open. And also, what can Canyon do with the running game of Estacada, which is very efficient.
What about one of the games that we're going to be airing here on KFYO and also over on Cool FM will be Lubbock High, Lubbock Cooper going against each other. Pretty tough game for Lubbock High?
Unfortunately, I think so. I mean, Lubbock High has done fairly well. Not fairly well, but they've put some points on the board, but their defense has struggled a little bit, especially last week. They gave up a big chunk of points. Lubbock Cooper comes out. First, they lose their first game by a point to Idley. Then last week, they do it again, but they're on the other side as they beat Snyder 32-31. But Lubbock better come ready to play because this Lubbock Cooper team, I felt like that even after the Idley game, they're a very good football team, and they're very good at what they do. They can throw the ball around quite a bit, and Lubbock's going to need their best game to be in this one.
Speaking of Idley, Idley taking on Littlefield.
That'll be one of our quality matchups of the week. You know, Idaloo comes off a 21-7 win over Seminole. Idaloo hasn't put up as many points as we're used to seeing. They've put up 21 points in the last two games. Littlefield put up 40 points in a loss against Shallow Water. It's going to be a great ball game, probably one of the better ball games in the area. Idaloo is going to have to find a way to put points on the board and at the same time slow Littlefield down and not let them get up into the upper 30s or lower 40s. But I kind of think Littlefield has a little bit of an edge in that game.
What are some of the other games that we should be paying attention to this week?
You're going to have one at Lowry Field that's certainly going to be an interesting game. Lubbock Coronado hosting San Angelo Central in their district opener. And Coronado comes in at 2-0. They've already got the same number of wins they had all last year, and that's a really good thing. Problem is they've got the San Angelo Central Bobcats coming to town. Central has scored 155 points in their first two games.
Wow. They got some offense.
They do. They won their first game. They beat El Paso Franklin 71-55. And then last week they played Menlo Atherton, California, and they won that ball game 84-49. Now you'd think I was calling a six-man score there. On the other side, Central's giving up a lot of points. So, Coronado's more of the old school. They like to ground it and pound it. Can they shorten that game? Can the offense hang on to the ball quite a bit and maybe keep the Bobcats' offense off of the field? And then can they put some points on the board? But it should be... I think Central's a team that'll be really interesting to see. And Coronado, you know, they've got that momentum, and it's a home field and all that, so it could be a really good ball game.
Absolutely. What are some of the other games?
Well, you got Monterey traveling out to El Paso Americas. Monterey's 0-2 on the year, looking for their first win. Don't really know anything about Americas, but Monterey struggled so far, and they really need to get in the win column in that game. Also, Friendship making the trip out to El Paso. They're taking on a 2-0 El Paso El Dorado team. Friendship looked really good last week in their win over Odessa Permian, and I expect them to come home at 3-0 on the season. Another really interesting game and a team that I think we need to watch as we go on down the road this year is the Brownfield Cubs. Brownfield is 2-0 on the year, and they're taking on Andrews in Brownfield. And this Brownfield team is going to be something to watch. They have an impressive win. Well, they beat Floydada in week one, and then they got a really nice win last week as well against Midland Greenwood 28-21 and led by Jacoby Hill, who is a kid that's getting some looks from some colleges at quarterback. They're a team that I think can make some noise. You've got Leveland at 1-1. They take on a Muleshoe team that's really depleted by graduation and truly in a rebuilding year, and the Lobos will try to move to 2-1. Then Shallowwater and Midland Greenwood. Shallowwater, again, taking on Littlefield last week, and that was a battle of two really good football teams, and that was a back-and-forth game all night long, and I think they'll end up at 3-0, and Shallowwater is everything they're advertised as well. We drop down into the lower classifications. The New Deal Lions are taking on La Mesa. New Deal's at 2-0. La Mesa yet to win a game, and I don't even I think New Deal shouldn't have any problems there. Abernathy taking on Sundown, and these two teams usually give each other a pretty good contest. Sundown struggled against McCamey, and Abernathy coming off the bye week, so can we see Sundown roughneck football like we're used to seeing, or are they truly a little bit down? Abernathy's a very good team, and that should be quite a game. Game over in Lochney, the Floydada Whirlwinds and the Lochney Longhorns playing in the Floyd County Championship, the 95th installment of this rivalry going on this week. Both teams 1-1, and this is truly one of those games where we'll pull all the cliches out, throw the record books out the window. It's anybody's game, and everybody in Floyd County is going to be there.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. What are your games of the week? Maybe one or two games that people just absolutely need to go and see if they are looking for a game to go and watch.
The two that have, again, that have my imagination is the ones I'm going to be watching the closest. One is Idaloo at Littlefield. How does Littlefield rebound from that loss last week, a really tough emotional loss, to take on an Idaloo team that's a rivalry game? These guys used to be in the same district. They tend to pound each other out. That's going to be a good one. And then I'm really interested to see how Brownfield does stepping up and playing a 3A team in Andrews.
Yeah, and you can hear Idaloo at Littlefield over on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, Friday night. And, of course, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show at 10 p.m. over on 1340 The Fan. Thanks for coming back on, Stephen, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Chad, we appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.